StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. Today, we are bringing you the startup news wrap-up for May and June 2019 here from Germany. Chris is again here. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Can I tell you a secret about Chris? He even talked to Steven Spielberg in person.
Yes, because in my other life, I do some movie reviews for the German Newswire. And so, yeah, I got to breathe the same air as Steven Spielberg did. Story for another day.
Awesome. You may notice that this is not actually live. This is a recording. Usually we announce all our live streams on Meetup. Join our Meetup group there. It is free and you won't miss a stream. For logistic reasons, I need to travel. This news recording was done up front. We'll bring you the September news most likely live again. StartupRate.io brings you a Frankfurt to New York live hangout of the startup news. You'll find the links in the show notes to contact Chris and me directly, as well as finding our Twitter profile, my LinkedIn profile, his homepage, and of course our interviews. Have a look down here. You'll find all the blog posts and links in our text. Schedule message: summer break. I came back from moving break, and so we do today 2 months worth of startup news, quite a bit compressed. We'll have our normal summer break after this news podcast and be back with the summer news wrap up end of September. Until then, we will publish one interview a week. And if you're curious how my recording studio was looking during the summer break, there is an Instagram link here as well. Sponsoring message: startups.observer supports this program. Startups.observer is like online dating for startups and investors. It is by far the easiest and most efficient way to research potential investment candidates or look for potential investors. Learn more at startups.observer. Here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. We will start with news about the ecosystem in Germany and beyond. The first one is that we found a survey from the European Startup Initiative where they want you to shine, don't get your city overlooked. And it's a survey called the Startup Heat Map Europe 2019 survey.
This time, StartupRate.io will be a local multiplier for Frankfurt and the Rhine-Main region. So it's in our interest to get this out there and Frankfurt not to be overlooked. Sorry for the interruption.
No problem. So you'll find the link to the survey in the show notes. Then we saw that the German app market in 2018 experienced an all-time high, according to Bitkom, which is like a German association of IT companies. So the iTunes App Store and Google Play saw 2 billion app downloads in Germany. 3/4 of the revenue came from in-app purchases. So whenever you're on your phone and you buy those little diamonds in candy store, this is where the money's going. Then e-commerce in Germany also experiences a good time. It will grow to approximately 58 billion euros in 2019. That's a plus of 9%. And it only includes consumers buying goods. So it's no B2B. But also we see there that the market is still growing, coming with all externalities that this is linked to, meaning logistics and a lot of probably like climate and environmental questions. But fact is, the market is still growing. We found a survey, an international survey, about which investors have backed the most billion-dollar companies, called the Unicorn Hunters. And we see that Tiger Global Management leads the pack of having 42 investments in unicorns right now, followed by Sequoia Capital and Kleiner Perkins. Housekeeping, time to brag.
And time to brag. We made it in the top 100, top 200, top 400, and top 1,000 iTunes podcast charts, now in 22 countries and counting. Have a look at www.startuprate.io/about-us.
It's a lot of charts. We're very big in Paraguay, in case anybody wonders.
Taiwan, and Albania.
Albania, yes. Tough charts, tough podcast charts to crack, but we're there.
We love you all, guys. Let us know why you listen to us. joe@startuprate.io. I'll get back to you, of course. As usual, there's a lot going on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/startupradio. We publish one interview a week and we'll keep up this pace. For example, Tesla should buy or fear this deep tech startup called Saks Power. This is exclusive world premiere here for the startup. Cashlink is a tokenization platform for venture capital, and they have been the startup of the month, June, for Frankfurt Forward. ThinkUl wants to take over the European market from Zendesk. In this interview we did online is also noteworthy, since our interview partner Andreas is heading the AI working group of, before mentioned, Bitkom, the IT and digital association in Germany, Germany's largest digital association, they call themselves. Our media partnership with Frankfurt Forward, of course, brings us straight to the hub section, Frankfurt Rhein-Main. Frankfurt is among the top 5 emerging fintech hubs according to the World Finance. I do believe it's worldfinance.com. Related, strong growth in the Frankfurt Rhein-Main area. There is a list we found of more than 120 fintechs calling the area home. Find a link here. And Global Finance, the magazine, named the Innovators 2019 Innovation Centers, though still relatively new themselves. The world's top fintech labs are helping startups, banks, and governments devise fresh solutions and uncover untapped opportunities, says Global Finance. Their shout out includes Accelerator Frankfurt and FinLab AG from Germany, here from Frankfurt. Congratulations, guys. Wiesbaden, it's the city capital of Hesse and Bautz. If you're not in a traffic jam 20 minutes away from Frankfurt, there is a startup used to call it FitVia, FITVIA. 70% of the shares of the Wiesbaden-based startup were taken over by pharmaceutical manufacturer Derma Farm, rumored to be valued at 50 million euros. Congratulations. Sebastian Diemer is known as a former fintech founder and now founder of Pharmaco, a Frankfurt-based medical cannabis importer. Now the claims of his startup are under fire. Talks of false numbers and lies are reported by several media outlets. Of course, we have a link for you. And investors sue Frankfurt-based crypto saving startup SafeDroid. The investor wants his initial investment back. And Würzburg, Greater Rhein-Main area, AI-assisted service suppliers search tool Scout B. So it's a platform where you can search for suppliers, raises 10 million euro, that's 12 million US dollars. Venture capital led by Holspring Ventures and US based Toba Capital.
Yes, I can. I'll take care of a couple of other cities, for example, Hamburg. And in Hamburg, we see that the Hamburg based startup Cybus stores sensible machine data for industry clients, and now they raise what they call millions in venture capital. Further numbers were not disclosed. Investors include Bitov Partners Industrial Technologies Fund. In Munich, further south in Germany, we saw that the Munich-based Holodeck VR raised millions in funding to scale its location-based social VR experiences. And we saw that shareholders voted down a proposal to take Scout24, which is a platform for a lot of comparison websites in Germany, for example, for real estate or for car rentals, that the shareholders voted down to take the company private in a transaction that would have valued the whole company at 5.7 billion euros. And moving on to Heidelberg, a smaller city in southwestern Germany, their insurtech company GetSafe raised $17 million, about 15 million euro, in a Series A funding, which lets us move on from the hubs to the companies themselves. And we got a couple of venture capital news.
Venture capital, yes. Keep in mind, we did a selection here. There is no, there's hopefully no big number we've missed, but there's a lot of single digit millions and below VC numbers we did not even take into the news. If you want to grab them, follow us on social media, especially Twitter.
The country is buzzing, people. It's buzzing. Get in before it's too late.
Totally. Even within the Rhein-Main area, we are getting, with the raised VC money, close to 100 million euros. That's approximately somewhere 120 million US dollars for the first half this year alone. So let's see what's happening there. And now the company's news, venture capital, Berlin-based Get Your Guide picks up 484 million euros. Dollars venture capital, passes 25 million tickets sold through tourism activity app. That makes them a unicorn valued higher than 1 billion US dollars, writes TechCrunch. Berlin-based startup Adjust raises 227 million US dollars in a bet on mobile app growth, reports Douglas Bivin at Reuters. This is 2019's second largest venture capital round in Germany, led by Euraseo Growth, Highland Europe, Morgan Stanley, AIP, and Sofina. Sofina? Yeah. I believe. Atomico and existing investors like Balder Turn Capital, Estanor Ventures, Cherry Ventures, and Triple Point Capital invest 100 million US dollars venture capital in Berlin-based startup Inform. They offer installations for city farming. Berlin-based fintech incubator FinLeap is starting its own online comparison portal for financial products, looking for 40 million euros venture capital at 100 million euros valuation, reports Gründerszene exclusively. And Goldman Sachs invests in German fintech startup Elinvar, a platform for wealth management. Actually, back in 2017, admittedly, when my recording skills have not been that good, we did an interview with the founder at Eurofinance Tech 2017. Have a look here. And New York-based hedge fund 683 Capital invests along existing investors in an eight-digit amount of venture capital in Berlin-based Rocket Internet-backed InstaFreight, which offers a freight platform for B2B customers. And there's a little bit more. There is celebrity investment.
Yes, so that's my area of expertise, obviously.
Totally.
We got the German biathlon sports celebrity Andrea Henkel. She invested in Berlin-based fitness startup Aeroscan. They offer a tool which is a sensor for breath analysis, determining oxygen and carbon dioxide in your breath, originally developed for ESA, for the ISS, so for astronauts. Former Formula One ace Nico Rosberg bets on Berlin e-scooter startup Tier Scooters. I mean, this is part of the forever going on scooter wars, which are also part of like the German startup scene right now. We see, though, in Germany that it's a bit different from other countries, for example, the US, in terms of not that many cities, I think, allowed or licensed so far that many e-scooter companies to put their machines on the German streets. And as Jörn said, we left out a couple of financing round announcements. And if you want to know more, please follow us on social media to get funding news when they happen.
One of our all-time friends, N26, fraudsters claimed to invest their victims' money in binary options and defrauded investors of more than 100 million euros. Now the prosecutors are also looking at payment providers, including Wirecard, plus a small regional bank, cooperative bank, Blocked due to this N26 from receiving or transferring money with them. This is once that is something that has never happened before.
As always, we are taking a look at Rocket Internet being, as always, being one of the biggest and most prominent German players in the startup field. We saw this time around that Solzen, financed by Rocket Internet's global funders capital, filed for insolvency due to illiquidity and overextension. Solzen was selling yoga mats and spiritual items. And The Economist took also a closer look at Rocket Internet, writing an article about the next stage of Rocket Internet. And I quote, 5 years after going public, analysts think Europe's startup factory should take itself private. Rocket Internet is helping about 200 businesses reach for the stars and has invested a total of €400 million, $445 million in them. When the startup incubator unveiled its first quarter results in Berlin on May 29th, analysts focused not on these firms, but on Rocket itself, specifically the next stage in its trajectory. We have a link to the Economist article in the show notes. And we take a look at Helplink's 2017 numbers, so quite a while ago. Their loss was down to €1.4 million and €25.6 million in cash reserves they got, still had. They had spent €20 million so far. I think it's worth taking a closer look once we find out about the 2018 numbers. And I'll just push through with the e-commerce news. Germany's number two in e-commerce, the Otto Group, they increased their online revenues to €7.7 billion. So it's quite an interesting story because it is one of those traditional mail-in catalog providers in Germany, and they have...
And still a family-owned business, at least the majority stake from what I understand.
And they still managed to kind of hold up against Amazon. I would be curious to see the structure of like age and gender in their buyers, because for me, it's always linked to this like 50, 60, 70 year old women who are used to them from like decades ago. But I guess their online success proves that they were also able to attract other customers by now. And then we saw that the Berlin-based curated fashion startups Outfittery and Modomoto joined forces to accelerate their European expansion. More about that is seen on EU startups and in our show notes.
And of course, we do have a lot in stay ahead of the curve, including Startup Guide writes on how entrepreneurs connect with Germany's tech and automobile giants, public markets expose the myth of the unicorn, how can firms avoid the mediocrity trap via insight knowledge, and so on and so forth. And oh, there was also a study of more than 250 platforms to reveal why most failed by Harvard Business Review. Five of the six most valuable firms in the world are built around these types of platforms. The problem is that platforms fail at an alarming rate of 80%. I'm sorry for being so sweaty here, but it's really getting hot in Germany, especially here in my small room when I'm shut off with the door from the AC. It is going to crack the 100 degrees Fahrenheit, the 40 degrees Celsius this week, and it's damn hot for Germany.
Cause no AC.
Yep. Only 4% of the private households in Germany have ACs, but I somehow have the feeling this percentage will increase over time.
It might change. But so far, we open windows, people. That's it. Open windows. It's called seasons and, well, climate crisis. But again, this is it for now. We are also trying to avoid the mediocrity trap and read the InSeed Knowledge article. And we will meet again
in September.
In September.
Join our meetup group and you'll see the announcement of the next live startup news. Hope to see you there, hear you there. And of course, guys, reach out to us, chris@startuprate.io or for me, joe@startuprate.io.
And have a nice summer. Stay chill.
Enjoy your summer, guys. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.